interest of not wasting your time, let me get started. The topic of my presentation this afternoon is when the people unite, the people win. On November 6, 2022, we all were blindsided by the news of snap general elections carded for December 6, 2022. Dominica has always been a democratic society, and in the spirit of democracy, Team Unity Dominica, TUD, announces its decision to contest the elections, the upcoming general elections, today, November 16th, 2022. That is the general elections of the 6th of December. Dominicans, you have expressed your dissatisfaction of this decision to call snap elections and have chosen to abstain from the polls. We understand the need for electoral reform, but clearly, if we do not unite in this fight against the imposing incumbency, we will continue to fight utilizing failed tactics and strategies, which does little, very little to unite. Now is the time not to revolt through violence, but by casting your vote in unity. A government should seek to resolve issues affecting those it governs, not take advantage of loyalty. Our government, it should look out for the best interests of all Dominicans, especially ensuring free and fair elections. And this will be TUD's first mission as part of a new Dominica government. The transformation of our local economy is parallel to our number one mission. A TUD government will eliminate the spirit, the idea, and the practice of dependency. Instead, we will create an environment where every able-bodied Dominican will work to achieve their basic needs and other needs. We will focus on these three ideas to improve the lives of Dominicans. The first one being jobs. Jobs meaning employment, small business, jobs in larger corporations, the entertainment industry, tourism and agriculture, agro-processing, among others. We will put Dominicans to work. The second area, youth involvement. The total revamp of our local housing stock, which will come under the care of the NYC, that is the National Youth Council, through the youth division. And the third area being the remodeling of the Dominican economy, which now is totally dependent on the sale of passports, to an economy based on agriculture, which will be the main driver for growth. As we embark on this journey, we understand we will not succeed unless we unite. We will not succeed unless we unite. Let us send a clear message on December 6, 2022, that enough is enough. We will no longer accept empty promises. We will no longer stay silent while our children's future seem uncertain. Dominica belongs to all of us. All of us. This majestic land is our birthright, and we must protect her. Dominica is unique. We are blessed with verdant greenery as our natural resource. Our rich soil gives us the opportunity to create wealth, not just for our citizens, but for the wider Caribbean. Agriculture has been the most reliable source of livelihood for Dominicans for many years, and the same is true today. In fact, TUD emphasizes agriculture as the main pillar in TUD's economic transformational agenda. Dominica was gifted to us by our Creator as a land of work, entrepreneurship, fun, frolic, happiness, success, pleasure, love, and leisure. The youth, our nation's future, but the future has been stifled for far too long. We will invest in our future. We will be empowered by our youth. The youth will provide us with a voice. The youth will guide our mission. The youth will have a seat at the table, the table which will discuss the future of Dominica. The youth is the foundation of our movement. At our launch in Calabishi, we announced that we will invest in our youth, and that we shall do. Scholarships will be offered to qualified youth without prejudice, and yes, one child from Calabishi will be the beneficiary of the $1 million scholarship which we announced in Calabishi. Today, as we gather here to declare our position in the December 6th election, we ask every willing Dominican to meet with us, to talk with us, to advise us, to criticize us, and most importantly, those of you who believe in the vision of peace, love, unity, join us to progress in the campaign. We know that we are entering a battle against a giant in Caribbean politics, not just Dominica, in Caribbean politics. But we do so with the conviction that the people ultimately decide. We know the decks are stacked against us, but we enter knowing that the people ultimately decide. We enter this contest not for ourselves, but for the people. We commit ourselves to this task, and we look forward to meeting with you and working together with you to safeguard the future of our children. Let us take this journey together towards progress, because when the people unite, the people win. Finally, we reach out to the supporters of the incumbent party. We remind you that you are a Dominican first, and all we ask of you in your endeavors is to remember that. We pray for a safe, respectful, and peaceful, enjoyable campaign season, and may the team with the best intentions win. At this time, I'm here. If you have any questions, I know Carl.
Yes. You said that you listened, your party has listened, and you are going to be contesting the December 6th. General
election. How many seats that you intend to contest? The Team Unity Party is intending to contest enough seats to form the next government. At the appropriate time after nomination day, we will present our candidates, including our leader, to the general public. We'll have another
event.
Like I just said, after nomination day, we will present our candidates, including all, and by the way, Team Unity doesn't believe in saying leader, as is commonly said. We believe in an inclusive, we have a leadership team, but for the purposes of the elections, we will have a leader who will be part of the nominated candidates.
Just to understand that, if you go into an election, you
yes, that will be presented.
Obviously, a leader becomes, if you wins,
yes.
Leader becomes the prime minister, something like that.
Yes.
So a little bit, difficult to understand that you won't reveal that yet. But are you going to have enough candidates to form a government?
Yes, we will be presenting enough candidates to present the next government. Yes.
And you're not ready yet to at least reveal anything?
No, we're not prepared at this stage to reveal anything.
Ahead of nomination day.
Correct. After nomination day, we will present everybody. Yes, we have results of the poll, and that as well will be presented at the nomination time.
Is the poll, can you tell us, because I know when I had a prior conversation with Mr. Bruno, he indicated that based on the poll, so can you hint to us, is the poll,
it shows some favorability, yes.
The poll shows some favorability?
Yes.
What about a delegates conference? I mean, TUD has not held its delegates conference just as yet.
What made you think?
What we know of.
Yes, TUD, the leadership of TUD, and our members, we meet regularly.
You all meet regularly.
England, yes. And as soon as the elections were announced, we increased the frequency of our meetings.
One of the key things that the Supreme Court called for when the initial meeting was statement was for unity, stating that all political parties and opposition forces should join forces. The APP has hinted that they're going to contest the election. I know that. So if we stop them, but are you in consultation with them?
We have consulted with the other members of the opposition consortium. But our position is that we will contest the general election. Right now it's been presented as an idea that you shouldn't contest the election because it's there's no reform. But the election itself, by itself, is not illegal. It'll do Dominicans better to have the parties presented in the election rather than staying out. And I think you will see that on nomination day. We will not be the only ones being present.
Mr. Charles, what is your main position on electoral reform?
That was promised. Yes.
By Dominicans. So what is the position of your party on reform?
Our party's position is that we support the electoral reform agenda.
Right.
We want electoral reform for Dominica. And if it's not a partisan thing, but it's a Dominican thing. And when we get into office, we will put the necessary follow through to the recommendations for the electoral reform.
But don't you think, though, Mr. Chance, in 2019, the Prime Minister announced that electoral reform was a burning issue, and he was placing it on the front burner. In fact, he said within 100 days.
I agree.
And having said that, he had a one-man commission paying for $450,000. A report came in, and in that report, it states that the reform can be done within a year. They have the necessary legislation. Does your party think as it relates to that? Because electoral reform is one that was promised, and the Dominican populace are looking forward to that. Do you think that as a party, it is fair for your party to go out there and not basically thinking about electoral reform and the people are...
We are thinking of electoral reform, Kalai. So if you listen to what I said earlier, our mission, once into office, we will put the electoral reform recommendations into place.
Mr. Charles, you launched a cabinet sheet a few months ago.
Yes.
We were told that a delegates conference will be held subsequently. Has that delegate conference been held?
We have had meetings of our delegates. We have had members of our executive being elected.
So I'm asking you, has the delegates conference?
Yes, we have had our. You see, Curtis, we don't operate as the normal party does. We don't have a big delegates conference. So
I'm not asking you whether it's a big or small. I'm asking you.
Yes, we have had. We have. Yes, we.
The leader was still elected.
Yes, we have had.
So who is the leader of the party?
But like I said earlier, all that will be presented at the appropriate time, Curtis.
And you think that you are going to present enough candidates?
We will present enough candidates.
Will you be forming an alliance with any of the other political parties? Or do you
if the invitation has been extended out to them, and should they want to work with us, we will work with them.
What does the party intend to achieve as it relates to the general election? What does the party intend to achieve?
I thought you didn't listen to the speech.
Look, I can listen, you know. Don't be like the late former Barbados Prime Minister. When I asked him that question the day before elections, he told me if I did not listen to what he said. Irrespective of that, mind you, just ask you.
Okay, but our intention of taking part in the election is to form the next government.
Mr. Charles, are you an official of the party in terms of the leadership?
I am part of the leadership of the party.
What position? President, secretary?
I am in my capacity as the assistant to the general secretary.
Are you one of the candidates contesting the polls?
don't preempt our announcement.
Can you tell us the initial group that was presented to the public when you all launched? Is that are all the members?
We are, yes.
They're still active in the group?
Yes, the group is active.
The group is still active. There are some comments, of course, I'll be the devil advocate, but there are some comments that the different parties, that, especially yours, it is all part of a pull by the government of Dominica to kind of legitimize the upcoming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're saying that I'm part of the.
Well, we are hearing that they're sending in people, so I never know something with the opportunity.
probably would be meeting at Kepinski and not here.
I don't think so.
Team Unity Party is an independent organization. We operate on our own. Yes, we speak to other members of the opposition. We have given them their views, and we are here to state our position.
Will TUD join the upcoming rally, the rally that will be held tomorrow, by the opposition forces?
We have not been in. We went to one of their activities. We spoke to them and gave them their position. And incidentally, Rhonda, it is right. Yeah, we. It's been masked as a no election without reform, but the idea of violence being sneaked in under the table, we don't want to be a part of that.
So, if you're saying now that you will not join the opposition forces tomorrow.
Team Unity is focused on the general election, the nomination being on Friday, and subsequent to that, we will present to the general public our candidates that we plan to contest the general election.
Some say that the party is being funded by some forces within the ruling Dominican Labour Party.
I will tell you categorically that that's not true.
So where do you source your funding from?
Friendly donors of the party, even through individual members within the party itself.
So you are saying that you are getting no source of funding from officials of the ruling party?
No, sir.
Or persons affiliated to them?
No, sir.
And you can categorically...
I categorically tell you that TUD is funded by its membership. If you want to give us some funding, we'll be welcome to accept it.
Okay.